This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The clock continues to tick. He picks up 11. Miami is 1-0 on the clock.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. It is Futures Day here, of course, presented by BetMGM. We do it every Tuesday. Player and team futures across the NFL after another week of action. So we have that. Are we doing futures on what's going on with the softball in Chicago?
No.
That next
no. No, there's some people that are very upset about it.
We do have it off the board. We have it off the board coming up next. So we'll get to all those things. Okay. Let's dive into Team Future. We heard the call, Kevin Harlan, Miami and Buffalo on Sunday down in Miami. I tell you what, Joe, you started yesterday talking about that box score and how Miami was very lucky to win. I was looking at a couple things this morning. It was actually historic. Like, if you go back and look at games that have that much yards discrepancy, that much time of possession, plays discrepancy, yeah. The team on the wrong side of that almost never wins the game. So, I was looking at the AFC East this morning, and not that I want to jump in on Buffalo at -250, but it's just interesting that Miami at +220. I would advise against that buy right now. I bet there's people out there listening and say, Miami's 3-0, they already have the win. I still think this is Buffalo's division. Like, that game, the more you really look at what happened, I don't believe Miami's going to steal this division. I mean, they have the formula, right? They already have a win over them. It's like they're in good shape. I still think Buffalo in the AFCs, and I wouldn't bet on Miami right now.
This is the worst time to buy them, yeah. Right? Right before they lose on Thursday to the Bengals. Why would you buy on Miami at that point? Buy if you want to buy on them, buy after they get their butts kicked by the Bengals on Thursday, right? The market's way too high on them. Like, no. But on the Bills side, is this the shortest Bills number we'll see this year?
Probably. Well, let's play it out. Let's say Miami does lose to Cincinnati and Buffalo bounces back and beats Baltimore. Mm-hmm. The number changes significantly, doesn't it? I know the head-to-head is still what it is, but we go to 3-1 each. Like, the advantage for Miami kind of goes away after this weekend. It probably is the smallest point you'll find Buffalo, -250 right now.
I mean, unless they lose to Baltimore, beat Pittsburgh, lose to Kansas City, I don't know. I mean, they could. Maybe you might find a better number if that's worst case scenario for them.
There's a possibility that they're 3-3 or 3-4. 3-4 is hard to say, but there's a possibility. Everything goes with the Green Bay coming right out of the bye.
Yeah.
And that would be a better price then. But
I mean, it's hard to imagine that happening, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, potentially, it could be a better number.
It's the best Super Bowl number.
Dolphins.
Yeah, they could also win all these games too, right? Like, Buffalo could go back to just blitzing teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Bowl number. Yeah. What are we at? +450 on BetMGM.
+500 in the market. It's the best I've seen in a long time on the Bills, and I'm sure some people are like, oh, now I can bet the Bills. Maybe. Well, here's what jumps out. Since we're talking Super Bowl, let's jump there. The Eagles are the third favorite now. They're the favorite in the NFC. +850 is the better number that I found. So they leapfrog the Bucks. The Bucks are fourth in Super Bowl odds. I thought that was interesting. The Dolphins and Ravens have the same number. So if you have if you're looking in that range, they're both 18-1. So the market is saying those teams are even. Pretty interesting. The 49ers drop down to 25-1. The Vikings are almost back to where we started. Nice comeback win, but I think they dropped a little bit more here. They're hanging around 28, 30-1. And A couple longer shots that popped out to me. But what do you guys think? Do you think it's justified that the Eagles leapfrog the Bucks in Super Bowl odds and conference odds and all that?
So if you just watch this season so far, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you factor in what we know about the Bucks, is that a little premature? Feels a little premature. Right, like if you fell out of outer space and you just watched the first three games of the season, and I said to you, "Who's the best team in the NFC?" You wouldn't hesitate. You'd say Philadelphia. But that defense in Tampa was the kryptonite. Now the Eagles are way better now. Hurts is better. They have better weapons around them. But wasn't that their kryptonite last year? They played the Bucs twice and they got embarrassed last year. They couldn't move the football. Like those games were a joke both times they played. So we might see that game again in January. We'll see if the Eagles certainly look more equipped to play it now, right? They have Jalen Hurts playing at a different level. They have A.J. Brown as part of the fold. So I get it if we're just watching it this year. But it is startling to me. Like, man, they've already jumped the Bucs. They're the favorite in the NFC. It's crazy.
And
could this be a time to buy in on the Bucs if they do start to get some of their injured players healthy again and start to get rolling?
Possibly, but it's not like they're going to let them fall too much. But yeah, after a loss, depends what you think is going to happen with Kansas City. You think they're going to lose again and be 2-2? Everybody's going to sell hard on them, right? Before the Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Carolina games. Mm-hmm. So if you think they're going to lose to Kansas City, both teams losing, that's fascinating coming into this matchup. That's going to be a fun one. Yeah, I don't think that one will be as much of a dud as the ones that we just saw. But
and a neutral site, potentially.
right, absolutely. So I wonder how far they would fall. I'm not quite sure. The Eagles, by the way, the win total's 12.5, guys. You look at the schedule. We've talked about it, just how easy it is right now. They might just base out. So Detroit, Minnesota, Washington, right? Mm-hmm. Then you look at what's coming up. They might not face a playoff team until week 11, week 12.
So let me throw this to you on that. Yesterday, The Athletic, Mike Sando had a piece where they use their analytics person at The Athletic to project out the spreads the rest of the games. Mm-hmm. They are not projected to be an underdog the entire season as of now. Now, that might change, right? They lose a game. Someone else gets on a winning streak. Maybe it flips. There's a couple like within one they're favored by in the projections. But as of this moment, the Eagles are projected to be favored in every game the rest of the season.
They're favored at Indy.
Yeah. In the current projections. And that, it could change, right? This is a week-to-week thing. But right now.
The only ones I would question, Joe, that doesn't surprise me at all because you look at the rest of the schedule, there are two games that you think, oh, maybe there'll be a dog. Maybe it'll be a pick'em. It's back-to-back weeks 11 and 12. At Indy. Hosting Green Bay. That's it.
That's it.
That's the list because the rest of this is garbage. I don't know how they pulled this one. This is crazy. It's one thing to say somebody has an easy schedule, but it's one thing to just line everybody up in a down season. Arizona, we'll see if they get Dallas with Dak. It's just all of these teams just you get Tennessee when they're down. Of course, you get the games in the division. You get the Bears when they're way down. New Orleans looks terrible so far. Like everything is just lining up, and it's not. I'm not saying it's their fault. A lot of times, it's what's happening on the other side.
It kind of happened in this Super Bowl season. That was the year Ezekiel Elliott was suspended. The Cowboys went way back. They had the easiest schedule in the league, and they just romped everyone on the way there. All right, let me throw a Super Bowl future at you guys. I think this came up yesterday. I'm just curious if anyone's interested. So right now at BetMGM, you could find this team. Well, I'll spin it around. There is a team right now that is at 50-1 to win the Super Bowl.
I wrote it down.
All right.
I wrote
Football
it down.
Football Outsiders has this team number two in DVOA. And if you look at Football Outsiders Super Bowl odds, their Super Bowl projections, you know, to win the Super Bowl, right? They have the Bills number one, Eagles two, Ravens three. All right. This team is at 8. Okay, they're at 8. 3.1% chance Football Outsiders says to win the Super Bowl. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 2 in DVOA, 8 best chance to win the Super Bowl, according to Football Outsiders. Do we buy it at 50-1? Like, if it's 20-1, then we got to walk away, right? They're in the AFC. There's a lot of great teams and quarterbacks. Let's take a deep breath. But 50-1? Is that worth a sprinkle?
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Okay.
But I also wrote down the Jaguars because I see a 60 out there on them. Is this the worst time to buy Jacksonville?
Yes, because they play the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is their highest point, right? They just beat two teams in a row that like no one thought they beat. So,
and then it's Houston, Indy, New York Giants, Denver. Four very winnable games. Five if you want to include Vegas. So, listen, if you think they're live this weekend, yes, now's the time. Will the number drop if they lose to the Eagles, but they cover the spread? It's a field goal game.
Probably not. You're right. Probably not. I mean, I don't think the books will drop them that much looking ahead to their upcoming schedule.
Yeah. Maybe. Do you really think they can do that?
Probably not, but it's just interesting because look at the numbers say that there's something going on here.
Well, no, I mean, look, yeah, it's when you're talking about 60-1, it's more of a dart throw. But I'll tell you, the division odds, is there value this morning? I kind of think there are. I see a plus 225 out there. No, it's not the plus 750 that was out there in the summer. But plus, don't you think we've gained a good amount of information over the last 3 weeks?
Yes. I always think with futures, it's like the balance of timing plus information, right? Like, yeah, 750 is better than 250, but like I didn't know they were any good. Now like I could see it. Doug Peterson has made a difference. It's real now. It's tangible. There's still value there. So what was the one you wanted to bring up?
Do you have the Eagles winning this week?
I do, but I think it's going to be close.
Then you wait a week, right? Will we get a better number? Division odds, maybe. If you're going division, I'd say wait because we should get a better number after a loss.
And the Colts at home against
maybe
the
back to 3-1 like it was last week.
Could right.
be. All right, Joe, what's the big one you wanted to throw out?
It's one that nobody wants to root for.
I was thinking about
Cleveland at 50.
Well, through our conversation yesterday, there's an opening in the AFC. Patriots back. Broncos look terrible. Raiders back. Chargers injuries, right? There's a playoff spot or two now open in the AFC maybe we didn't account for before the season.
Mm-hmm.
That could be them. That could be them.
They should win at Atlanta. They're probably catching the Chargers at the right time in another week. Mac Jones still might be out for New England. They could easily be 5-1. And then what's the number? And then we're about what, a month and a half away from Watson being their quarterback.
So even if they split that next month, we're talking about 7-4, right? They're in great shape when he gets back. Something like that.
Yes. Yeah. And they've got, I don't know, are the games as tough at the end? So Watson comes back for the Houston game. What's Cincinnati going to be? We'll find out. New Orleans, week 16, thought that was tough. I don't know that it's going to be. Week 17 at Washington, week 18 at Pittsburgh. We know how much talent they have everywhere else, and it's always just been about the quarterback, and we've been quietly impressed with Jacoby Brissett. Can't Brissett do enough to keep them in a position for the playoffs and then enter Watson?
Yeah.
I just, 50 feels wrong to me.
So I would guess, if I had a guess, I would guess they slip up more than we think, but they're going to be, their heads are above water, right? Maybe they won't be 7-4, maybe it's 6-5, but whatever. They're going to be in position to make a run to the playoffs when he gets back. Do you worry about what he is, though, when he gets back?
Absolutely. I mean,
about some bad karma.
Well, isn't that why we get the value, though? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're getting the value. That's why for the division is plus 375 at the moment. Are you scared of Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore? After seeing this Ravens defense, I'm not anymore. And I was high as
I think it's a
Baltimore.
Great point. I honestly forgot about Deshaun Watson coming back with everything else going on. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to happen soon.
It's almost 4-1 for the division. They're tied right now in first, and the schedule's getting light. I don't know.
Well, to add to this point, I mean, they're a Onside kick and a missed extra point away from being 3-0, which a quarter percent.
Then what? Then what are people saying?
Right. I mean, yeah. I might bet on this. The only thing is I don't want to root for the Watson thing, but it's a good number.
I know.
It's a good, it would feel weird. Like, it goes back and it's like,
just
oh, I got a 50 to 1 on this
and
team.
Do it.
We're probably getting a good number because nobody's betting on them for futures.
Exactly. It's a really good point.
People put them out of sight, out of mind. But with the uncertainty in the AFC, with that division not looking maybe as strong, there is an opportunity. Man, I could picture it. I could picture them in the divisional round in Buffalo playing a game. Like, I could see that right now. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily. We got a lot to talk about here. Players' futures coming up across the NFL, awards markets, and we'll get to an off the board next. Some great guests as well on the show today, right here on the BetQL Network.